This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1480. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 30th, October 1st, anniversaries from Australia and India, QSLs from TDP and RNV, reactivations from Brazil, Dominican Republic, say goodbye to CFRB, CRI ever-expanding, RFI contracting, new times for World of Radio, partly jammed, transmitter news from Ecuador, Philippines, Tennessee, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, my best reception yet of LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476 was, I think, Thursday, September 24th at 1835. It was peaking at S9 here in Oklahoma. They were playing tango music and a clear time check at 1839 UT for their local time of 3:39. It had faded down a bit by half an hour later. Julian Santiago in Mexico City says he was also hearing it for the very first time the day before at 1936 UT. I'd also heard it that day. However, the following day, on Friday, September 25th, we heard nothing at all. You need to keep checking if you've not yet heard it every weekday between 18 and 21 UT. And there's some correlation with its nearest shortwave neighbor in Buenos Aires on 15345 variable, which conflicts with Morocco. Their other frequency is supposedly 100 kilowatts, but as an example of how feeble it really is on 11711 variable, I was getting excellent reception from several South American stations on 25 meters. September 20th at 0152, such as Brazil on 11780, Ecuador 11920, and Chile 11665. But it was just a weak S6 heterodyne from Ryan, Argentina. A much more exotic catch in the Buenos Aires area, and so far I think reported only on local groundwave on the Citizens Band, is a pirate on 27615, reported by Enrique Wemberger in Conexión Digital, using upper sideband, September 20th at 1420, playing Peruvian music, but identifying as La Voz de Mataderos, and announcing the wrong frequency, 27515. It was also heard by Arnaldo Stein in Argentina, September 27th at 1512 with folk songs. Still, it might be worth checking if you're having an opening transequatorially from the Buenos Aires area. John Filiozzi, PESTON News from Radio Australia. They're preparing to celebrate their 70th anniversary in December, and they want listeners, both longtime and new ones, to be an integral part of the festivities, inviting people to send in written and audio contributions about their relationship with Radio Australia in a conversational style. They'll have a special 70th birthday website featuring these contributions. I expect there may be more details about how to go about it already on their website. TDP is one of the more obscure shortwave airtime brokers, and I think they like it that way, operating from Belgium and specializing mostly in clandestine stations. They have offered to QSL, but none have been forthcoming for quite a while, but suddenly they've started appearing, so I guess they're clearing out a backlog of reception reports. In Cumbre DX, Wendell Craighead in Kansas say he got one envelope with seven QSLs from TDP, one of them dating back 7 years. That is, it was reported 7 years ago, the Voice of Mesopotamia via Gregoriopol to Kurdistan when it was on 12115. He says all the QSLs were on the same cards with complete data except for transmitter site, which I find very ironic since TDP stands for Transmitter Documentation Project, which was an originally excellent effort to research and publish on a website information about shortwave transmitters around the world, their makes and models, when they were installed and when they came out of service and so forth, but it has not been updated. And TDP now refuses to document even the location of the transmitters it is using. However, that info may be available in HFCC and other listings if you can find it, especially if it's 7 years old. In the Australian Radio DX Club, Wayne Bastow says he also just got a QSL from them for Voice of Mesopotamia for a report almost 4 years ago. Bob Wilkner in Florida says he's down with the flu, but that doesn't keep him from DXing. He notes that Radio San Miguel in Riveralta, Bolivia, has a much improved signal for the last 2 weeks. As of September 29th, it's on 4699.951, heard from 0950 to 1010 UT with a time check and ID. After I reported hearing under unusual conditions on 10 MHz, time pips every 10 seconds, which I figured must have been coming from the new one in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, PPE. Ed Insinger in New Jersey says he was also listening September 13th at 2155 UT and was hearing those pips every 10 seconds. But he was also able to get an ID as Observatorio Nacional. Another Brazilian on 60 meters has reactivated on 4755. Radio Imaculada Conceição in Campo Grande, reported September 19th by Edison Bacorni Jr. via Celiro Mais Panorama. He also has news about the Brazilian on 6070, heard September 13th. It's Radio Capital in Rio de Janeiro, but carrying programming of the pervasive Pentecostal Church, God is Love, or IPDA, abbreviated in Portuguese. It's not in a network with Voz da Libertação, the wailing Portunhol preacher David Miranda. Don't know what its schedule is, but fortunately I've yet to hear it interfering with CFRX. Has anyone actually heard an ID on 6070, the Toronto station, as CFRX? Of course not. But soon we won't hear an ID as CFRB either, the medium wave station it relays. Big news in Ontario, covered by Fred Waterer in his Programming Matters column for ODXA Listening In, is that the call letters are being dropped. Now it's News Talk 1010, not CFRB, despite the historic nature of those letters, going back to the early days of Canadian radio, as detailed in an article by Tamara Baluja in The Star via Dan Say. CFRB stood for Canada's first Rogers batteryless. It took to the airwaves in 1927. Edward S. Rogers was the father of late Ted Rogers, who has a current broadcasting and cable empire. Rogers Sr. made history when he helped build the first radio that could be operated using house current, thus batteryless. To promote sales, he created a radio station. But now the present owners, Astral Media, have decided not only to revamp the programming, but to play down the call letters and go for the slogan, News Talk 1010. Among the programming changes, John Tory is hosting a talk show on CFRB, News Talk 1010. It seems he has political ambitions, which goes well with his surname. Also, Bill Carroll has been bumped from Morning Drive to start his show at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The call sign or name change goes into effect October 5th. However, even though they play it down, we know the legal call sign is still CFRB and CFRX. It really gets out well for 1 kilowatt. I was interested to note one night at 0605 UT, September 20th, 6070 was louder with 1 kilowatt than the KBS relay via Sackville was on nearby 6045 with 250 kilowatts. Of course, not everything was equal. By the way, 6045 is also the location of a Leapfrog mixing product from Sackville before KBS comes on between 05 and 0530, when they're operating Vietnam Relay on 6175, and during that half hour only, Japan Relay on 6110. Yes, we hear the Vietnamese also on 6045. You never know which of its three frequencies Chad will be using, but for 3 days in a row it was on 4905. Jari Savolainen in Finland heard it September 29th around 1815, while Torsten Hallmann in Germany heard it the day before and the day after at 1710, and signing off before 2000 UT. By the way, he's updated his Africa list for news about that in many other countries, www.africalist.de.ms. Media Network reported that China Radio International has added 6 online languages, meaning they're not broadcast but online only: Belarusian, Greek, Norwegian, Hebrew, Dutch, and Icelandic. Keith Perrone in Taiwan wrote an article about this for China Times there. He says they're doing it again. What are their political motives of launching these languages? No disrespect to these languages, but they're not spoken by very many people on the world scene. He says CRI wants to have its programs air domestically in those countries. They've done this before. In fact, he's willing to bet that in the next 2.5 years, CRI programs will be broadcast domestically in Holland, Norway, Israel, and the rest. What amazes me, he said, is that no one in the West is doing anything to have VOA, BBC, Deutsche Welle, RN, RCI, Spain, France, or Sweden, for example, air in China. It shows a one-sided view of China by most people in the West, and in fact, such foreign relays are banned by the Chinese authorities. These and some other European languages are handled in Europe by a CHICOM front in Finland called Future Vision Media, FUTUvision.com. Keith also reports that with the 60th anniversary of the People's Republic the week of October 1st, jamming was picking up again in the evening hours in China. Furthermore, the Public Security Bureau has been searching homes and confiscating radios that can be used for listening to foreign stations. My editorial, are we supposed to celebrate the Chinese Communist Revolution? What they never say, and what no one seems to realize, even in the West, is that if China had had a capitalist revolution in 1949, it would have reached its present state of economic development much sooner, minus murdering millions of people, and they would have freedom to boot. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard that medium wave harmonic from Colombia on 2980, Radio Vida Nueva, September 20th from 0550 to 0640, with religious talk and music, ballads and promos, and an ID. He says it was weak but readable, occasionally peaking up to a fair level. Radio Havana Cuba has finally updated their own transmission schedule on their website, if you look at the one presented in Spanish. We've gone through it, however, and find a number of mistakes, although the portion of the Spanish language is more or less correct and accounts for the expanded transmissions to 24 hours that we've been observing since early July. Instead of trying to make sense out of it as they present it, I suggest you check my report on it in DX Listening Digest 9073 via worldofradio.org. Another oddity from Cuba is on 1710 kilohertz. Charles Taylor in North Carolina says he's been hearing a very weak signal from Radio Enciclopedia on that frequency. It's probably another leapfrog mixing product from 530 kilohertz, leaping over a nearby transmitter on 1180, the Radio Martí jammer, to land on 1710. He says he bets the power is no more than 50 watts. Perhaps encouraged by all the shortwave talk at the HFCC conference in the Dominican Republic, Radio Amanecer has reactivated in Santo Domingo on 6025.04, first reported by Ron Howard in California, September 24th at 0148. They went off in mid-sentence at 0302, and then reported by many others at a distance. It, of course, it has to be over a darkness path, But Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia and Terry Kruger in Florida are able to hear it even in the daytime. Not sure what the sign on time is, but it's reported as early as 11:50 by Terry Kruger in Florida. You're listening to World of Radio number 1480. The only direct income I've had for all my DX reporting, and believe me, it's amounted to a full-time job, had been from monitoring times, but now that has stopped. So your direct support is now needed more than ever. Our thanks this week to Rich Mitchell, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, I sold some equipment and had some money in my PayPal account. I thought of you. Thanks for your excellent service. And thank you, Rich. Or one may send a check in the mail in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. News about HCJB officially closing down most of its shortwave transmissions from Ecuador after September 30th. Dino Blase and Jeff White received a message from Alan Graham saying that Aventura de Exista will continue, and furthermore, there'll be one transmitter staying on the air, 6050, with the regional service. Not sure exactly when it's scheduled on that frequency, but it'll become much more difficult to hear. Still relayed, of course, by WRMI. Now, at some point, but apparently not immediately, a new transmitter site for that frequency will be built by what they call an associated ministry of Los Andes Media. They've got the green light and the land. In fact, it's the location where they already have their AM and FM transmitters, which were not at risk by being too close to the airport. It'll be a few months before that is finished. Meanwhile, 6050 will stay on the air from PIFO. Wolfgang Büschel says the new transmitter will be only 10 kilowatts on Mount Pichincha with a lazy H antenna, main lobes at 35 and 225 degrees. Mike Cooper quotes Agence France-Presse September 28th that a court blocked the plan to eliminate 206 jobs at Radio France International. It ruled that the plan, which prompted the longest strike in French public broadcasting since 1968, was full of irregularities. A few more details about this from the RFI website itself via BBC monitoring. The court ordered RFI to make adjustments to its plans to cut staff by 206. Because of the irregularities, ordered management to make more serious efforts to redeploy personnel to other public broadcasters. Both unions who called the strike and management expressed satisfaction over the decision. The unions point to the suspension of the redundancy process, saying it is a warning to other public broadcasters who may want to go down the same road. Management says the plan to lay off 206 personnel was not rejected by the court. The managing director said management would continue with the plan by rapidly including two modifications demanded by the judge. So it's not clear whether any striking is still ongoing. However, that same day I noticed the 16 UT broadcast in English on 15605 was playing music instead of news. Management still plans to close down six or seven languages. I've noticed another oddity from RFI, their French broadcast at 05 to 06 UT on 7265. There's a heavy echo on it, and it's a quick one, sort of like you get by long path and short path at the same time, except that's quite unlikely at that hour from Europe to North America. I've heard it on more than one occasion, and it seems to me they're having transmission problems, either with a double audio feed into the transmitter or maybe even two transmitters running at once, which are unsynchronized. In DXIndia, Joe's Jacob points out that the external services of All India Radio celebrates its 70th anniversary on October 1st. It started in 1939 by the British government to counter Nazi propaganda against Afghanistan. Today they broadcast in 27 languages. On September 25th, Chuck Boland, Ron Howard, and I found that Voice of Indonesia had shifted to its other transmitter, which is about 1 kilohertz higher than the previous one for the English broadcast at 1300 UT, among others. Now they're on 9525.9 approximately and varying somewhat. They continue to be undermodulated until suddenly on September 30th, I found the modulation much improved. We can only hope it stays that way. During the second half of that hour, it was business as usual, just musical entertainment, not a word about the earthquake off Sumatra. Maybe they covered it during the first half hour. Ron Howard monitored RRI Jambi, which is about 230 miles from Padang, where the earthquake was worst, and says that station, too, on 4925, was just playing songs in English and indigenous music between 1336 and 1400. Many thanks to Alfredo Cotroneo of Nexus IBA, who has resumed broadcasting World of Radio every Saturday evening to Europe. It's at 1800 UT on 7290. Henry Clements in Sweden says, "It's a novelty to hear us without noise and flutter on a European shortwave station. Good reception." However, the Saturday morning broadcast has been further reduced. We're now heard only on the 2nd, 4th, and when there is one, on the 5th Saturday at 0800 on 9510. Ron Howard in California says, "Now that PBS Nemingu China has left 7105, it's not so hard for him to hear via Long Path Madagascar on 7105, September 30th at 1415 in French with Lionel Richie music parallel to 6134.91 variable. That went off at 1447 while 7105 continued." Ron Howard also congratulates Alan Rowe in the UK for hearing something that Ron himself has not yet been able to hear, the 9750 broadcast of Radio Television Malaysia, opening at 1700 UT, heard in England September 24th, relaying a domestic service, seemed to be religious, at least at the outset, many jingle IDs. This is scheduled to be the Salam FM program of RTM. After a few weeks, almost 1 kilohertz off frequency, causing a terrible heterodyne, I found that CKZN in Newfoundland was almost back on frequency, September 28th, around 0600, slightly on the low side of 6160, but only producing a sub-audible heterodyne with CKZU or other stations. Following the flooding around Manila, Charles Taylor in North Carolina, whose in-laws are Filipinos, was trying to hear Voice of the Philippines on 15285 at 0200, but as expected, it was not making it that far, blocked by China Radio International and other stations. You may have better luck if you're closer to Manila. Of course, they have a couple of other frequencies as well, and another broadcast. Noble West got this from Greg Harris, president of FEBC, saying that Typhoon Andoy has compromised the transmitters at FEBC's Bocaue shortwave installation in the Philippines. They were assessing the damage. If it is extensive, that could prevent broadcasts from going out for weeks or even months. Fortunately, they have two or three other transmitter sites, but that, I believe, is their main one. As of 2030 UT, September 29th, Jari Savolainen in Finland says, "Radio Hargeisa Somaliland seems to be back on 7145 with weak modulation." I found REE Spain's English broadcast on the wrong frequency, Saturday, September 26th at 2100 on 9665, but according to schedules, it's supposed to be on 9650, while the Monday through Friday broadcast in English is at a different time at 19 UT, and it is on 9665, so I wonder if they were mixed up or it's an intentional change. Ron Howard in California reports a very tentative reception of Radio Peace in Sudan by Long Path on 4740, September 24th at 1417, sounded like religious chanting, barely above threshold level, and lost about 7 minutes later. Are they on the air? that early instead of starting at 1600. On the Voice of Turkey website, I still find on-demand audio for each day's English broadcast or just the newscasts, but I'm having trouble getting a live stream, which used to be available for whatever is on the air when you tune in. I wonder if it's disappeared or it is now hidden. Same thing is happening with BBC News, says Pete Johnson. They removed the Listen Live button on the home page, bbcnews.com, leaving a canned World Service Bulletin button. If you want to listen continuously, you must go to the bbcworldservice.com website. I wonder if they're trying to reduce their number of listeners. Our affiliate in England, South Hearts Radio, has resumed webcasting and perhaps also some shortwave broadcasting. Check for World of Radio Wednesday at 18:30 on 3935 or Sunday at 11:30 on 5835. These are low-power transmitters. WRMI 9955 Miami has decided to keep using their northwesterly antenna two nights a week, UT Wednesdays and Fridays between midnight and 0800. Reception right in the direction they're aiming has been good at the start, but I'm afraid it fades out quite a bit before 0800. The time fading out, however, varies a lot from one night to another. Travers Divine refers us to an FCC webpage. Now it's official. The new shortwave station in Lebanon, Tennessee, call sign will be WTWW, not WBWW, as they were thinking of using. Furthermore, we have an update from George McClintock, who's building his very own shortwave station. It's progressing nicely, and you can read all about it in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 9074. And there may even be some photos on their own website up shortly. It's WTWW.us. He says, if everything goes well with no unanticipated problems, they could start testing on the air by mid-November and programming by December 1st. Frequencies happen to be the same as previously used by KAIJ, 9480 in the daytime and 5755 at night. Another station which has resumed verifying, as they do sporadically, is Radio Nacional de Venezuela. And they do it in a big way. Dave Askeen in the NASA group says he got a fat express mail envelope full of propaganda, two QSL cards and other things. Another such verification package reached Ruben Guillermo Marchenet in Argentina. It seems they spare no expense in transport when they do decide to QSL. S. Hasegawa in Japan says a new frequency for Voice of Vietnam Program 1 is 11720. Approximate schedule 2145 to midnight and 10 to 12 UT. Yari Savalainen says Zimbabwe Community Radio is back on 3955 via South Africa, heard at 1800, September 28th. Propagation outlook from Boulder. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux declining to 68 between October 4th and 14th, up to 72 by the 17th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1480.